Number eight.
今天我们那个阿基利亚第八条。
Now this number 8 is easy, easy to understand. So then our translator also can easily translate.
Okay.
Okay, now somebody, this rule is actually almost the same, like the fourth parajika.
The fourth parajika.
Almost the same, like the fourth parajika. Uh-huh. But the difference is that the fourth parajika is about lying, to tell lies about jhana and so forth, about magga and pala, to tell lies that I have. But this is telling the truth, but to lay people, to someone else. Okay? You can tell the difference.
巴拉基卡的第四条，那个有关杀人法的那条戒，是那个相似的，但是那个只不过上那个巴拉基卡是指的是妄语，但是这里是指的是真实语，而且是对那个未达障者，就是沙门拉和那个其他的在家人。
The story of this rule is very long, very long. You don't need to read. It is almost the same story in the fourth parajika. There were the bhikkhus Vaggumuddatirya bhikkhus. Okay, the same bhikkhus. It's the same story about them. Okay, the fourth parajika and also here, but the difference is that in the fourth parajika they will tell lies, lies about themselves, that they have jhana and so forth. But here, tell lies in order to get requisites, it's called chivara pindapata, in order to get chivara pindapata, and to get food from lay people. But here, it is that they tell the truth, some of them, they have attained jhana, so they tell the truth, again with the intention to get chivara pindapata. Okay.
The fourth parajika. Did they have the intention to get the pindapata?
But they tell lies.
They tell lies.
One group of them, they tell lies. But one group, it's called. Therefore, they fall into parajika. Called tell lies.
Tell lies. Okay.
So now, yeah, they tell some of one group. They tell. Another because they tell truth. They attend jhanas. Attend the jhana. But again, the intention is to get pindapata. That is the difference. Therefore, they fall into pachitya. In this pachitya.
Yes.
Because they tell lies. Fourth parajika is called. It is parajika. That is different.
就是这个故事很长，然后那个我们就不读了，因为他的故事也是同样的一群人，是不是同样的地方？应该也是吧。
应该是。
同样的地方，然后故事差不多，只不过那个一个是说真实法，一个说那个虚妄语。然后那个，而且他们都是有获得那个供养的， 四字句供养的这个意图，但是那个说虚妄语就是巴拉吉卡，说真实语就是梵巴基迪亚，这就是他们最主要的一个区别。OK.
Okay, now, you can ask them, did they read the story of this? they don't know. No?
There's a story, whether they don't know.
It is the same story. You can tell the same story like in fourth Parajika.
Yes.
That's called like, you don't need to read the story, no? You can tell no need to read. Because like the same story, but it is different. This is different.
Okay.
So then, therefore somebody has to read the rule. The rule is, you read the rule from Vinayapitaka.
Story?
Rule.
No, only the rule. The rule is what the Buddha put down.
受具戒者若说有上人法，即使真实亦波依提。
Okay.
So now if you go Kankavitarani, you can read Kankavitarani also. What is the explanation there?
以后都说我们可以看一看里边的解释。
This is Pachitya number 8. Bhuta Rochana. Okay, read.
在第八上人法，在第四他圣所说的特相的诸上人之诸禅那和诸圣法，在真实者巴吉迪亚，在自己有禅那等法，除了比库和比库尼外，向其他人说该上人法者，心堕落，在韦沙离。瓦古穆达河畔的比库们开始在说他们实有的上人法之故事制定，共通制定无命令的，假如以非一门直接向那个人说自己存有的禅那等法，而他只是在无间当时以某形象而知解该意，这位是获得禅那者，或这位是圣者，心堕落。假如他不知解者，犯恶作。假如以一门直接而说者，无论对方知解或不知解，只犯恶作。在有适当的原因而向已达上者说时，以及最初犯者无罪。由于诸圣者不会有疯狂者等情况，或获得那禅那者在他们的 朱禅那退师，所以在此不取他们。在此学处有这四种构成要素：一、真实的上人法；二、向未达上者说；三、对方在刹那之解；四、非在余处，不是在说住在你精舍的比库是阿拉汉的。说真实等起，从作才犯，非有想而脱罪，无心的治罪，深夜雨夜，由善无忌二心，由乐中性二受。
OK, now here, Gangavati tells also in Vinayapitaka, you can find Vinayapitaka also in Gangavacharani, there are two ways, how to inform lay people and samaneras and so forth, that is called, about one's own attainments. Mm-hmm. One is direct way, one is indirect way.
Mm-hmm.
嗯，
就是无论在律藏还是在那个疑惑度脱里面啊，都说了有两种方式来去构成那种各种行为啊，一种是直接来说，一种是间接来说。
Okay, now the direct way it is one tells, I attend the jhana. Direct way.I am an Arya Bhukala. I am Arya Bhukala. By telling like that, I call, and the other person, he understands. The other person understands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This part is here.
就是那个，如果一个人说啊，那个我有禅那，啊，或者是啊，我是圣者，那他就那个在那个，就是听他说话那个人。在明白他所说的这个意思的刹那，八经天。
That is, the attainment is true, true, not lie.
这个证悟，这个是真实的，他真的有刹那，真的有圣果，圣道圣果。
And the other person is not a bhikkhu or a bhikkhuni, but is samanera, samaneri, sikamana.A layman, who are not high ordained, not upasambada, no upasambada people.
这是而且那个他的对象是一定是未达上者啊，那个沙姆雷利，沙姆雷拉、沙姆雷利，还有在学尼，还有那个男居士、女居士这些。
If the other person doesn't understand, someone other layman doesn't understand. So then, dukkha.
如果他不明白啊，什么禅那。那个他不明白，那就是恶作。
So indirect way. Now this is direct way. Now indirect way. So then, one tells the monk who resides in that kuti. He has attained jhana. He is Arya Bhukala. So now the layman.Samanera knows, okay, this is the monk who resides in Kuti. He does not tell directly, he tells indirectly. Therefore, whether that Samanera or layman understands or not, is Dukkata. Yes, Dukkata, whether that Samanera layman understands or does not understand, is Dukkata by telling that. Indirect way, also Dukkata. The other person understands or does not understand, Dukkata.
如果是用间接的方式来告诉，比如说啊，住在那个故地里面的那个尊者，他是啊，当然比库了，那个他是圣者或他有禅那。那无论这个未达上者，比如说这个沙弥达，他是知道还是不知道啊？无论他有没有领会啊，都是那个恶作。
But if that monk who tells the bhikkhu, who tells others, he is authorized. Authorized. Authorized by the Sangha. The Sangha is give permission. He got the permission. Permission from the Sangha. Then no problem.
Okay.
Yes, because it is Buddha's mino. Anyatra bhikkhu samudya means except if he gets the samudhi from the Sangha. Bhikkhu Sangha. Samudhi means the permission.
Permission. 如果获得僧团的许可特许的话，他是可以说。
So, or if there is some if there is some reason to tell, some reason I don't know what is the reason, sorry. Okay, never mind. Now for example, a reason, no? What a reason? Okay, maybe there is a Kanga, there is any reason. If any reason, he can tell to a bhikkhu, to another bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
A bhikkhu tells another bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have attained the jhana.
Mm-hmm.
I have attained Arya Bhugala.
Mm-hmm.
So then no offense. Bhikkhu to bhikkhu.
Mm-hmm.
Bhikkhu to bhikkhu, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a bhikkhu to the acharya, Kamatan acharya, meditation teacher,
yes.
Also bhikkhu, no problem.
Uh-huh.
But the meditation teacher, samanera, problem.
This is 那个这也是通常没问题的，当然前提是这个业术老师一定是比库。如果是沙姆雷拉做业术老师，这就有问题了。这个问题的。
So now I told you about permission from the Sangha. He doesn't take permission. Sorry, this is the next rule. Next rule. Next rule permission. Not this rule.
那个大张老师，跟大家抱歉，就是是下一条界才是那个。
需要僧团的许可，这一条界是没有许可，不能说。Next, you tell next rule, next rule permission.
下一条界是有那个许可。
So, therefore, there are four factors here.
Mm.
Four factors. It should be number one.
Mm.
It should be fact, truth.
Mm.
About Uttara Munisadama, superior human states. Jhana, Vimokka, Sotapa, Magapala, truth.
Mm-hmm.
One has this, one has attained this.
Mm-hmm.
This might be factor number one.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell them. So, and then the people who attend Jhana, Magapala, he tells the samanera and so forth, not to pasambada, not to pasambada person.
Mm-hmm.
He tells, I am attained.
Mm-hmm.
Directly, he tells.
Uh-huh.
So then, second factor. So, in that person, the layman or the not higher person, he understands that moment.
Uh-huh.
第三个条件就是在那个刹那，他明白了，他理解了。And then, Anaya Bhadeva means he does not, how's it called? He does not tell it indirectly. He tells it directly.
Okay. 第四个要素就是他是用他并不是用间接的方式而在说，而是用直接的方式在说。
So then you can see what is the Chinese translation of these four factors.
I think the Chinese translation is hard to understand.
You understand Chinese translation? Chinese language, understand?
Yes.
Four factors.
Yes, it means the bhikkhu who get the real China, not other place, as in this place. Not like that Bodhi, that that Bodhi's bhikkhu who get the real, not like that, just like I'm get the China, not others.
Okay.
不是，就讲到第四条中文意思没有问题。
So then, okay, this is about easy, no?
Yes, but one question. Is it suitable for bhikkhu to tell the lay person or samarana he is practicing meditation for practicing? Yes, for vipassana or finish the other course. Is it suitable?
Yes, it's not suitable because it is indirect, you know. Now the lay people understand, oh, this very, very...
But so many people told others, I already finished all the course. So many lay person know, oh, he finished course.
Yeah, it is for... you can tell, one people tell, can tell another people. But for lay people they say, oh,All samadha. I finish all samadha. That means he has attained all the jhanas. The people sadhu, sadhu. Then they will bring more requisites. Now, people who want to do like that, it is advertising. Advertising oneself. Okay? Advertisement, you know? Advertisement. You want to advertise. Advertise yourself.
Oh, broadcast.
Yeah, broadcast. So that's why these bhikkhus tell like that. So what is the reason? Without reason, you don't tell to Samanera, come here, I will tell you something. Look, I finished Samatha, I'm big. I scored. This is like advertising, broadcasting yourself. Advertisement. So this is Dukkata.
Dukkata.
Because the other person, now if you tell, I finished all Samatha, maybe. Samatha meditation means you have attained jhana.
Yes.
Therefore now, if you see now this rule here, you see there are many. If one tells, I like to stay in the Sunyagar, empty house. Again, to some manner you can tell, I delight. I like very much to be in seclusion, in empty house and meditate.So that is also dukkata.
No, you can't see it.
It is. Sunyatan. Sunyagara abhiramam. Sunyagara. So now, if you have to read Vinayapitaka. Vinayapitaka. After the story, you can tell him to read Vinayapitaka. There are many examples in Vinayapitaka.
Okay, I understand.
刚才这个问答要翻译一下。
可以。
就是刚才那个布奈拉他的班内问的是，关于有些比库他会对魏达上讲说啊，我已经修完整个课程了，那这种话那个算不算呢？
里面包括修观，我在修观或者
对，比如说我已经在修观或者修元气了，什么这种的，那这样的话，那个长老的解释是他应该算是不是直接是吧？
他的意思说不管怎么样都是。
恶作，他是算是犯恶作，然后那个，然后长老还举个例子，就是那个乐空闲处， 当然那我不太理解，
这是间接的在说
啊啊啊，因为那第四条巴拉基卡我没干。然后那个这个然后另外那个那个长老说那个在律藏里面举了很多很多的例子，大家如果想进一步了解这个可以看看律藏。
你知道为什么问这个问题吗？网上的群里面都在说，
对，
我真可笑。你可以问，你可以帮忙问一下班杰，就是说，如果其他人，而且这个人是比库的话，不是说自己有伤人，而是说另外一个比库，另外一位班杰或者另外一位贤友，他已经完成课程，
然后这个是
这个比库犯不犯戒？
犯不犯戒？犯什么戒？
对，你问一下。
OK， 班杰，because in China。Especially in our some communication group, Theravada communication group, we always talking about which one they who he finish all the meditation course of power system, and sometimes maybe it is one bhikkhu said it is this bhikkhu he finish all the course.Or the meditation course like that, not himself, others. So that's 这个时候是说他完成课程，还是指
他完成课程？
是只是说完成课程是he just say he finish all his course, not directly say the jhana like that, not directly say the jhana, just say he finish all the process of course, and.In this situation, is it this bhikkhu who say that offense?
No, if the offense is if a bhikkhu, I finish the course, you tell someone else, you tell lay people, that is not good. Please look at Patel like that, because indirectly now people understand.Because lay people understand immediately. He finishes the course, that means he has attained jhana, he has attained vipassana, he finishes all. Maybe he becomes sotapanna also. Finish the course, maybe some people understand what sotapanna
is. Yes.
So immediately people, this very important monk. Immediately impression. Look at that.
Okay.
Because you want to advertise yourself. Advertise, you understand? You find this dictionary, this word, in Chinese. What means advertise in Chinese?
Just means broadcast.
Broadcast is you can find good advertise.
It's very close.
Broadcast.
Broadcast. Advertise means want to tell everybody. A lot of people to know that.
Marketing. Marketing yourself.
Marketing, yes.
Marketing yourself.
Yes.
Like for example, in television you have advertisements. Good products. Immediately you want to broadcast. Immediately, you know, everybody, radio, TV, newspapers, you want to broadcast. That is actually want to advertise, to show, look, what good product I am. Okay, what I have achieved, how productive I am. So you want to tell to lay people, to someone else. Look at it. By telling indirectly. Indirect means because it is not direct. I don't tell direct, I attend some jhanas or so. But it is implied. Implied means people understand, okay, he is very advanced. Advanced in Uttarimana Sadhana. Jhanas, Vipassana, maybe Magapala, so you never know. So that is why actually is look at that, Patel indirect. If he tells directly, Pachiti. Direct means I have attained jhana. I have practiced Vipassana. I finished all the jhanas. I finish all vipassana. Fachitya, directly. Okay. Directly. So if you take indirectly, I finish a all the course in samatha vipassana. So people understand, okay, maybe you know, maybe sotapanna sakadagana. So this is direct is fachitya. Indirect is dukkha.
Not that others is only speak others.
Yes. For others, no problem.
No problem.
For example,
so may I, for example, this also finished the course, and I also finished the course. He told the other lay person, I already finished the course. And I told the other person, he also finished the course. Is it okay?
So then, yes, I think you see now, it depends how you want to advertise yourself, to uh-huh. broadcast yourself, uh-huh. okay? Uh-huh. So then now if you tell about other bhikkhu, uh-huh. a bhikkhu, you tell about another bhikkhu,
it's no problem,
yes. okay? Uh-huh. You tell lay people, he finished the course, uh-huh. okay? You want to advertise that bhikkhu, uh-huh. to put that bhikkhu in front, no problem uh-huh. with you, okay? But if they ask, the lay person comes and asks, what about you, Bandi? Mm. And he tells, I also finish the course. I also.
It is Dukkata
because indirectly, not direct jhana, but I also finish the course.
Okay.
So then it's Dukkata.
Okay.
Indirect.
So maybe some lay person ask me this problem, this question, I just... I don't say no, because maybe I will get finished. I just no answer. It's okay.
Yeah, you answer. You try to divert it, you know, don't answer. Uh-huh. This is what Pavaksar, uh-huh. I told you an example with Pavaksar.
Uh-huh.
So then, now we talk, but the others can't understand now what you're doing.
Pavaksar,
I told you, that was one foreign monk. He was going behind Pavaksaradu.
Uh-huh.
And that foreign monk asked him question, one day, if one attains jhana, the jhana factors, how to see the jhana factors?
Uh-huh.
How to see the jhana factors? And then Pavaksaradu explained.
Mm-hmm.
But when that foreign monk asked, do you, Bande,
oh.
see the jhana factors?
Oh.
You.
Oh.
Then immediately Pavaksaradu gets at it.
Oh, okay, I understand.
But that was a bhikkhu,
uh-huh.
a bhikkhu.
Uh-huh.
Even to bhikkhu, usually no need to tell.
Uh-huh.
No need to tell. Except if he is a very trustful person,
uh-huh.
trustful monk.
Trustful.
Because uh-huh. some monks, they try to,
yes,
to criticize.
Yes, yes.
Criticize, oh, you can't, you,
yes, yes,
I know,
yes.
you can't do that. Like, they try to argue.
Uh-huh.
And there's a problem. Okay, you tell, translate.
Uh-huh.
你忙不说啊，可以。那个就是关于刚才那个，就是能不能那个刚才你有其他比库在网上，
对，
这位比库，对对，其他有比库在网上，那个各种各个在网上说啊，谁谁谁完成课程了，甚至如果说他真说啊，他已经喜欢洗面拉丁了，或者甚至他是某某大长老圣母啊什么的，那这种情况呢，那个我们刚才问大长老说。如果他没有说自己，他只是说别人，这个是不犯，是吧？但是如果说他是以间接的方式说自己，那就这是犯的。我查到的这个律法应该是，说别人不犯的。Just finish
the story first. After you can ask question.
OK。然后那个后来那个就是那个大长老说了一个故事，就是说关于帕瓦西亚的故事。也是一个外国的比库，也是比库，他走在帕奥西亚多的后面，然后向帕奥西亚多请法，说那个班德那个应该禅支吧，禅支怎么查，然后这个时候这个外国比库他就直接来问说，班德你看到禅支了，你真正你查到禅支了吗？
他是问你是怎么查的，你是怎么查的，
反正就是说你是怎么查的。
反正就是那个对，他是因为他的那个他问了帕瓦西亚多关于你，反正是他个人的一个禅修情况，这个时候帕瓦西亚多是很警觉的，很警醒，他就直接不说话了，不以为然。然后大长老就是建议，就是说，如果我们要是跟同样是比库来讨论上人法的话，也得找一些值得信任的人，不然有些人可能会跟你争论。
是不是有没有说有些人会帮你广播呀？有些人会帮你广播，那个没有说，
好像是主要这个争论可能会不好，他会说你一些负面的一些东西。
So therefore now, meditators, meditating monks, should only talk with the teacher. Dice, ok? Don't tell to other people, sir.
Yes.
Because some people have wrong ideas.
Misunderstanding,
you know. Then they try to talk to you and try to
discuss
and argue and fight sometimes. Mm-hmm. It is better not to talk.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Even if people ask you, what happened? You still have so long time as what did you attend the jhana?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell.
Yes.
So and they will tell you what kind of method you are practicing. Power, good. They will tell you like that. So then everybody has different ideas. You should not practice power, very bad. You should practice this method. So then some people always have different ideas. So therefore, don't talk.
Okay?
You tell private.
Yes.
Private. Finish. You don't tell.
Okay.
So in the same one, only if the teacher asks, ask the teacher, no problem. You discuss with the teacher. Other people don't need to discuss this.
Okay.
You trust me.
就是那个关于就是自己的禅修情况，这个只跟老师来讨论。那个其他人来问你的时候，最好都不要说。那个因为可能会产生一些争论，比如说你修可能先不说禅啊什么事了，就说那个有些人可能会来问那个你修哪种方法呀？你说我修帕瓦提系啊，他说帕瓦提系不好，帕瓦提系不好，不要修帕瓦，帕瓦不好。他可能会说，然后这样就容易产生争论。所以这种情况，有些时候有人问你的时候，大老板建议说这是个人隐私。
So in the same way, some people might ask, what do you practice, Anapanasana? So then, metta or don't it? Because now, if you don't trust, because some people they have the wrong idea. They ask how to practice Anapanasana. You tell them. Oh, you are practicing wrong.
Yes.
Not practice like that because that teacher tells like that. You should not practice.
Yes.
Then confusion. Don't tell. Better not tell. You. It is private practice. You discuss with the teacher. Take instruction from the teacher.
Yes,
and practice.
Yes.
See if it works for you. Okay.
Okay.
No problem. Maybe for other people, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. But if it works for you, you practice. Okay, discuss only with the teacher.
Okay.
Or if it is very good friend, close friend, very good friend. You can know many years.
Yes.
But
yes.
Even then is sometimes dangerous.
Yes.
Okay?
maybe like Tara, about Tara or Mahatera.
Yeah, but Mahatera, but you must it's called trust.
Yes.
Must be trustful. Trust. Trustful person. No, okay. But what, even with friends sometimes, you know, it's not good, it's private.
Yes.
Meditation is private practice.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You must understand that.
Okay. Okay. 然后那个包括有些人问你用什么业处什么阿那巴那，然后如果讨论起来了，他可能说你这方法不对，那个老师怎么教的可能就会讨论到这种东西，这样对自己就会造成很多的混淆啊、疑惑啊、各种各样混乱这样对自己并不好所以还是建议就是只是跟老师来讨论这个事情，或者是即便是普通的朋友就是交情不深的。你不是对他知根知底的这种的哪怕是大长老，如果是你不信任他的就是不太信任他的话，也都不要去讨论这种事情只有是极其信任的知根知底的很要好很信任你的这种朋友，这个可以这个可以考虑一下。
你先问那我Duttanga吗？你用Duttanga吗？Duttanga monks who practice only one meal a day.
What?
Eating one meal a day.
Uh-huh.
Duttanga monks.
Sati.
Pindabhata or Pindabhata.
Yes.
Sati.
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 Sati. Sati.
Sati.
They practice now this kind of thing.
Yes.
They also usually show no
more. Yes.
Then if somebody asks, do you practice Duttanga? The other people show no more.
Okay.
It's private practice.
Because
you know, some monks have wrong ideas. Oh, you practice Duttanga, it's wrong practice, you will do it. Then the argument. Don't tell.
他就是那个有些比库，可能他自己在那个持一坐持这个佛陀支，然后那其他比库看到了，可能就问他，哎，你是不是在那个持这个佛陀支啊？那个一坐持啊？啊，这个时候，像这种也属于是很隐私的东西，也尽量不要跟人说，啊，不要去像广播一样，啊，不能用 advertise 这个词去广告，啊，广而告之这种形式去说啊，这个都不好。嗯，
Okay. Right. Now, the rest, if there is something you can read from the Vinayapitaka yourself, if you have time, you can read from Vinayapitaka. There are many examples.But this we have already read in the fourth parajika, okay? Mm-hmm. Fourth parajika, we have already read the whole many examples.
Mm-hmm.
So then this is the same,
mm-hmm.
but it is instead of parajika, it is pachitya.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell him if they want to read, they can read because we have already read this in the fourth parajika.
Uh-huh.
They want to read Vinayapitaka, they can read it.But it is the same, almost like fourth parajika. Only that in that fourth parajika it is pachitya.
就是这条学术那个它很多的故事跟那个很多的情况那个都是跟那个第四条那个巴拉基卡是很类似的。如果大家想读的话也可以读，但是大部分都差不多，除了就是一个是真实，一个虚妄。然后一个是真实的就是巴基迪亚，然后虚妄就是巴基卡。
So then, okay, then we go to the next rule then.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to ask one question?
No.
No? Okay. We go to the next rule now. You know, to understand this rule, somebody has to read from Vinayapitaka. Okay? Mm-hmm. You see? You read. Who is next?Pachitya number 9.
Story?
Yeah, story and also the rule.
Okay. 尔时佛世尊在舍卫城只住几孤独人，其实具受拔难陀世子与六群比丘斗争不和，以犯不出经之罪，对祈求众生处以别处，生给与别处，使舍卫城中一群人有生众时，比别处比库坐于食堂之最下座。六群比库如是言。诸优婆塞曰：前者汝等所尽信清净之具受。拔难陀世子时以受信施之手行谢君，彼犯不出经之罪，对此祈求众生处以别处，生以处以别处，以别处而坐于最下座。诸比库中少欲者即前非难，何以六群比库以彼不知诸罪与未受欲戒者也？乃至诸比库，吾等时以彼库之出罪与未受具者具戒者也。实然世尊，佛世尊喝止于人，吾等何以彼库之语于人？此只非未信者深信，乃至诸彼库，吾等当如是诵此绝颂：任何彼库以彼库之出罪与未受具戒者，除彼库生任取外，
不一起。Okay, now here the word dudula. It is what's called, how they translate in Chinese, dudula apati. Dudula means what is the rule? Whoever bhikkhu announces, informs Anupasamban about dudula apati, what's called the offense. that means very
抽罪
very
you
read
to do I
think Chinese what is Chinese you know
抽罪
Dudula is called serious offense.
Serious
offense. Serious. Or very corrupted. Dudula means corrupted offense.
Corrupted.
Corrupted means very bad.
Very bad.
Offense.
Very bad.
Uh-huh. Very bad offense. Uh-huh. Dudula means serious offense.
Yes.
Now, serious offense, the Buddha tells here, it is called the fourth parajikas
uh-huh.
and the fourth. 13 Sangha is it?
Yes. Okay.
You read this?
Yeah.
What does it mean? You can tell them in Chinese.
Okay. 这里边那个出罪就是指的是那个四条巴拉基卡和十三条桑卡迪塞卡。
So, and again, Arupa Sampanna it is, except the Bhikkhu, except the Bhikkhu, all the others are Arupa Sampanna. In this case, no?
Okay.
Even in Bhikkhuni, Bhikkhuni in this case also Anupasampada.
Oh, in this case.
Yeah, because it says, yes, Bhikkhuni is not included.
Bhikkhuni not,
Bhikkhuni not included here.
Oh, okay. So,
okay. No. Bhikkhuni is also included.
Anupasampanna
is called, yes. Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni included, except Bhikkhu and Bhikkhuni, all the others are Anupasampanna.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no higher no,
uh-huh.
Okay,
I don't
Okay. Now here, therefore, especially it is about Sangha disease offenses. Okay. We usually don't tell lay people or even someone else, these people fall into Sangha disease offenses. Or Sangha disease, he did it because he touched a woman. We don't tell the same things. Usually, you can tell.
就是这个就是说，这个出罪就是那个，比如说那个桑卡迪塞加那个一个比库，他触碰了女人，然后跟人说啊，他触碰了女人这样。
Okay, so if there are, if one monk observes parivasamanata, we usually tell he does vinayakam. Vinayakama. He undertakes Vinayakama. He would tell Vinayakama. It's called, he has to undertake a disciplinary action.
I know
Vinayakama. We don't tell he fall into Sangati Sesa and he observes Parivasa. We don't tell to Samaneras and all that. You translate. Now, here practice in Sri Lanka. In Sri Lanka, the practice is. If a bhikkhu has fallen in Sangati says offense, he has to observe parivasamanata as well. We don't tell this bhikkhu fall in Sangati says offense, he observes parivasamanata. We don't tell samaneras. Samaneras and lay bhikkhu. We tell this bhikkhu has to observe vinayakam. Vinayakam.
Observe vinayakam.
Because vinayakam, it is... not concrete. People sometimes, can't understand what Vinayakama is.
Okay,
understand?
Oh, I understand.
This is a practice here.
就是那个目前在西兰我们这里就是通常来讲有如果说那个比如说有人放在三番地铁上，那个他可能那个就是比如说可能就是要举行干嘛来各种各样的那个。但是如果有居士或沙弥要问起来的话，我们不说他说犯三藏地塞卡，我们说啊，他在那个请求那个僧伽玛。 是请求干嘛？啊，就是或者是在这个啊，就是在举行干嘛？啊，只是这么粗略的说，不给他说的太详细。
嗯，别住也可以提。
对对对，
别住提
就是别住马拉达。
Okay, now, but if a bhikkhu, he gets the permission, permission from the Sangha, authorization from the Sangha to tell about bhikkhu B, bhikkhu B, to tell the lay people that bhikkhu B has fallen into offense, that bhikkhu who has permission, he doesn't fall into paccity offense. Because of permission from the Sangha.
那如果是得到僧团许可的话，他是可以说，就是比如说比库甲可以说啊，比库乙犯戒，犯了那个妄想三个地身上。
So then, why the Sangha gives permission? Why the Sangha gives permission to Bhikkhu A to tell the lay people about Bhikkhu B? The reason is because that Bhikkhu B. He's he's a little bad man. So therefore now, if you tell lay people, and the lay people also know that people feel ashamed, then you don't, fall again into Sangha disease. If he feels shame, the people know, then he feels ashamed, then he does not fall in the future. Against Sangha disease.
Yes. It's also intention to protect him.
To protect him.
然后以这样一个目的，然后来去指定一个人，来去跟在家人说，这样他跟在家人说了之后，在家人就知道他犯三藏的戒，然后这样的话，这个比库听到之后会感觉很羞愧，啊，很惭愧，之后他就会那个自我节制，未来的话就不会再犯三藏的戒啊。
Now you read here. Now these permissions, there are two kinds of permission.
Two kinds of permission.
Two ways. One is permission of the to inform only the offense. Offense means Sangha decision number one or number two.
Okay.
It's a limit. Put limit. How many? One, two Sangha decision appears to inform. Limit. And is also permission.Second permission is to inform how many families. One family, two families, three families. One family, two families. Limit.
就是
limit
通知的人有
限。The families.
一个是通知的最少有限，一个通知的对象的人。
Not the whole village, Sangha.
Only a certain family.
That's called. That is two permissions.One is limit of the offenses. How many offenses? One offense, two offenses, two and so on. Permission, number one. And then limit of families.
That's
called. If you tell five families only, don't go before that. Then that is on permission. Okay? Therefore, these are restrictions. So then, in this way now, if the bhikkhu, the bhikkhu who has talked to permission, he informsMore than the limit, paccity. If he informs more than the families, the number of the families, he gets paccity. Therefore, he should stick to the permission. If he took permission to inform two Sangha disciples of him, he should inform only two. Don't inform three, four. Otherwise, paccity. If he has been took permission to inform only three families,He should inform only three. If he informs four, touch it yet.
One day,
you explain this.
I have a question. Is this two kind of limited is exist at the same time or different time?
Can be different time, can be same time.
Ah.
Different permission. Maybe one permission only is allowed. not second permission. Sometimes both permission are allowed. Okay? So it depends. We can tell two kinds of permission. Two kinds. We can explain.
就是这里面就是那个就是许可，这里有两种许可，就是给你这个告知这个人，这个两种许可其实是两种限制，一种是限制那个就是说那个他可以说啊，他犯了几条三法戒，犯了几条戒，就是这个戒条或者那个违犯的那个数量啊，给一个限制，比如说他犯了你可以说他犯了三条戒啊，那他就只能说三条，如果说了他犯了第四条啊，就是那个发戒啊，然后如果是那个，然后另一种限制是那个他可以对几家说，不是对全村啊，比如说就限制他对五家说，如果他说第六家依然犯戒。
Okay, now you read the Vinayapitaka. You can tell him to read. Vinayapitaka about accept.Bhikkhu samuti, bhikkhu permission, bhikkhu authorization.
Okay. 甚至任许有罪限定而住不限定，甚至任许有住限定而罪不限定，甚至任许有罪限定住限定，甚至任许有罪不限定住不限定，罪限定者。即罪被指定，只得与其罪；住限定者，住被指定，只得与其住。又罪限定、住限定者，罪被限定罪被指定，住亦被指定，只得与其罪与其住。罪不限定、住不限定者，罪不被指定，住即住亦不被指定。罪被限定时，除所指定之罪，而与关于其他之罪者，或一体；住被限定时，除所限定之住外，而与关于其他之住者，或一体；罪被限定又住被限定时，除所指定之罪外，除所指定之住外，而与关于其他之罪。其他之住者或一体，罪不限定，住不限定，死者不犯也。认识。
Okay.
Okay. Now this is about you can read the rest also. Never mind. Read all the rest. You can tell. Read the whole thing. Never mind.
于出罪有出罪想，对未受具戒者愚者，菩提哭声任许外，或一体；于出罪有影响，乃至或一体；于出罪有非出罪想，乃至或一体；与非出罪者出，与未受具戒者与出罪或。非出罪之小罪者，与非出罪有出罪想而愚者不求，与非出罪有疑想者不求，与非出罪有非出罪想者不犯也。言事而非言罪，言罪而非言事，比哭声任许是痴狂者最初之犯行者不犯也。分解。
Okay, then the body and in the end it sails. So there is no fence. If one informs only the vatu, the subject.
Subject,
okay? But does not inform the offense. Okay? It says in the Vinayapitaka, in the end of this rule.What is the meaning in Chinese?
Just mention how the things, not like how something happened. not mentioned offense.
Okay. That is the thing, it is a subject. The subject, okay. How it happened. So then how it happened, what he did, what that monk did.
What that monk did.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, but doesn't inform that it's offense. Uh-huh. It's no offense.
Uh-huh.
You can tell this, to give attention to this, no?
Uh-huh. And also, it's a certain monk, maybe telling the story, telling the things. It's mentioned the certain monk, his name, and like that.
Yeah, but it tells now it is a subject, only a subject. Now, for example, a monk has touched a woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
And this monk.
What tell the lay people? The monk has touched a woman.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
But he does not tell what the offense is for.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. In that case, now, no pachiti.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is example.
Uh-huh.
You can tell them to read in the end of the Vinayabhidhaka this uh-huh. passage.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 那个他读的那个言事而非言罪，这个就是指的是，比如说他说这个比库他触碰女人，但是并没有说这个比库他那个犯了伤害的对象，这个是这就是这种情况。这就是言事而非言罪的意思。So
then, and another thing is called again, there is no offense if the bhikkhu tells only that monk has fallen sangha, there is no offense. He tells lay people that bhikkhu has fallen into sangha, there is no offense.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not tell why the subject doesn't tell why he is falling. What is the reason?
What is the action?
The action. What is the action?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Again, no offense. No particular.
So that means lay people only know he offends sangha desecha, but which sangha desecha they don't know. Okay. 这里的那个言罪不言事，就是指的是只是单单的说他犯了三藏地罪上，而没有说他具体做了什么事。就是说那个具体戒条都没有描述到这个。
All right. Now, next monk has to read the Kankavidarani explanation.
From the beginning.
This rule, same rule, Kankavidara next way.
From the beginning, please?
Yeah, beginning, everything.
From the beginning, 凡生团罪经常犯罪的苦，为了使他未来防护，无论是做了或未做，诸罪和诸家的限制，而做了三次求听的同意，除了该供除外，假如不依照所规定的，而以这为出了不净而犯了生出语的方式，以最适合、最一起结合后而说的犯，心多落。 在萨瓦提六品比开始，再说初恶罪不是之定，共同之定，无明明的三法心多落，在初罪初在非初恶存初恶想或以犯恶作，再说其余的六罪具足，再说未达上者称为初罪的违犯前五学处者，或说其他非初恶的违犯者只犯恶作。 再说罪是或罪者，在未超过比丘生供许所限定的说者以及疯狂者同无罪。在此学处有这三种构成要素，所说特相的不知有罪者生出于，向未大圣者说无比丘生许，等起等之与不与取处相似，而受在这里之时。
Okay, now here there are three factors, no? That's called three factors are which now it says that it should be Sangha desesa, and offense. He should inform the Sangha. This is offense, and also the subject,
mm-hmm.
the action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then, together.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then that is one factor.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell.
There
are three factors. Tell three factors. First factor.
There are three factors. The first factor is. 那个他又说了罪，又说了事，就是说他说了他犯了那个三堪尼谢想，而且说他具体做了哪些具体的东西。对，比如说他说碰他碰了女人，他犯了触碰女人的这个三堪尼谢想，啊，那这个就是事跟罪全都说。So
then and then the other person should be anupasambada.
Anupasambada.
No, not
upasambada.
And the bhikkhu who informs has no permission from the Sangha. Okay, now we finish the rule. Any questions? You can tell them any questions about the rule. We finish.
那个六罪句和那个什么前五学处。You
can ask them if they have any questions.
Okay. 那个什么六罪，其余的六罪句和前五学处那个都什么意思？就是不犯的那条。Any
questions about this rule? All what explain? We finish this rule. You can tell now if they have any questions about this rule.
他的罪句是指二二七到戒已经分了七种罪句，就是八七八三三出罪。哦，他把那个他说三三提携三以外的，但不对啊，这个出罪不是包括那个巴拉基卡吗？嗯，一共是七种罪还八种罪啊？七种，那就是这个六罪句有问题，应该是五罪句吧？
他不是说出罪是包括那个巴拉基卡吗？对，巴拉基卡也是。啊？反正是巴拉基卡也不是比丘。刚刚那边的那，那，他的one，这里的one，three situation of the falling dukkha is one is the six kind of the other six kind of offense.
出罪。
The rest of the avakaya, apatikanda is called, now it's called tulachaya.
Tulachaya,
pachitya, patidesaniya, dukkata dupasita. And about parajika.
Parajika.
First, parajika, tulachaya. Parajika, tulachaya, pachitya. Patidesaniya, Dukkata, and Dupas, six.
So Bandai, that means if one monk said, this bhikkhu
Dukkata for him. You can tell him, you explain.
OK， 没有。
那就是说，如果一个比库把 另外一个比库不是上帝启示他，是巴拉基卡是告诉了在家人，他算不算巴基蒂亚？
就是说这个，你是说这？
他不说六罪俱成。
对，那就是说这个比库他现在应该，如果他放了巴拉基卡，他应该是失去了比库身份，是吧？是这意思吗？
啊？
已经失去比库身份，因为他放了巴拉基卡。
对。
然后他失去比库身份，然后但是他是还俗还没还俗，就是他脱了袈裟还没脱袈裟，已经，我就处理了。多问一下。
不，你就问他是告诉另外一个那个人是。这个比库犯了巴拉基卡，说的这个人没有得到身份许可，他是犯巴基蒂亚还是恶作？
跟僧团许可，
我问一下。
他不出罪，包括巴基蒂亚的那个三个地线上吗？
When they asking about if one bhikkhu, another bhikkhu who for the biologicand without the permission of the Sangha. So that is
Dukkha.
But in this kind of situation, if this monk for the Balajika review lost his bhikkhu status.
But it is not good to lay people know. It is not good to tell lay people. People don't use faith.
Even now
the
bhikkhu
is
become a lay person.
Yeah, it was not good to fail Parajika. You can tell he become a layman.
Uh-huh.
That bhikkhu become layman.
Uh-huh.
But you don't tell Parajika, because lay people think,
these
monks are bad. This monastery is very bad monks because they fall to Parajika.
Uh-huh.
Therefore it's not good. You look at them.
Uh-huh.
Because lay people, they feel embarrassed sometimes. They lose faith. They might think badly, very bad. Therefore, it's not good to tell. Therefore, now here you can tell this explanation.
Okay, 就是那个，因为这样对那个在家居士的信心会影响很大，我觉得那个，所以我们说的，如果是遇到真有人那个发到巴拉尼卡然后还俗了这样的情况，我们只说他还俗了。但是不说他犯了巴拉基卡，因为这样对信众的伤害，那个信息的伤害是非常大。
同义词嘛，他只是用这个词而已，但是在这里的巴拉基卡这两
个。如果说的巴拉基卡是，正是因为这样影响不好，所以
是
犯巴拉基卡。
这个人是相我是犯，
说的人
巴拉基卡，我说他是犯那个巴拉基卡，我只犯恶作，我是这个现在搞清楚是这样。
巴拉基卡也属于宿醉啊，巴拉基卡真的是。
这个就是说那个六罪句嘛。
对，我已搞清楚了。Some bhikkhu told the lay person, another bhikkhu offense the Balajika as dukkha, 就是 dukkha. Told another lay person that bhikkhu offense the Sangha Dishesa Balajika.
就是那个疑惑度脱里边那个对粗恶的解释，那个可以大家可以看一下。就是虽然律藏里边粗恶是说巴拉基卡和三哈迪舍，但是在这里边只取三哈迪舍。
对，但是我为什么要问你这个？我们的那个中文版那个翻译里面，他写的此处是指的巴拉基卡跟三哈迪舍。
啊？
中文版的那个。
考试大纲，
对，上面有写。
他只是说粗恶罪还是
第九？
第几个表？
第几个表？
那个，
我知道，
这个里边是有特例嘛？这有特例嘛？
没有，所以说他那个在那个，这里就是这个考试大纲这里的粗罪应该不要显示巴拉基卡，只显示那个第七杀。
粗罪确实包括那个巴拉基卡。
不是，但是巴拉基卡第九条犯的话，只犯的是三个地切杀。刚不班尼说嘛，如果这个人告诉另外一个未达上者巴拉基卡，这个人只是恶作，不是巴结地啊。
他这个就是考试大纲的这个翻译啊，有问题。
啊。
他考试大纲的翻译第九条有一个那个后面有个那个注释说，此处的粗恶罪指巴拉基卡跟三个地切杀。这个
这
句话。
哦，这是第九条那个啊。
巴拉基卡
应该划掉的。
那
就这个翻译有问题。
所以说我要问这个。
这个
就跟疑惑度脱是不一致的。
不一致。
啊，那不
那现在刚刚跟班尼说过了。
There's some different translation about the exam material.
Different translation?
In that place, it's at.
Which place? Vinaya Pitaka.
No. 考试大纲。明天
录。
English empty.
Okay.
English is empty.
Yeah.
那他自己加进去。
OK.
好，
那是第几页？
This year empty. No, it's funny.
In Chinese, nine.
Maybe. 绝对没问题，绝对没问题。
Yes.
是表记。
Maybe cancel the Barachika. Just show the 三个地铁站。
那是表记。
But now, you see now EM.
就是在
You read Vinaya Pitaka. Now here means Anapati. Okay. Anapati last month. Here tells Anupasambana said Dudulan va Adudulan va Ajacharan Arjit Apati. Here Dudulan, why Dukata? Dudulan Parajika Sangati says two Dudulas.
Yes.
Okay. Sangati says Dudula Pachitya. Parajika Dudula Dukata.
Okay, understand.
You read this in the Vinaya Pitaka.You can read this from the Vinaya
Pitaka. Yes.
You can tell them there are two dudulas, okay? The Buddha tells there are two dudula apati.
Yes.
One is Parajika and one is Sangatisesa.
Yes.
So now for Sangatisesa we have learned Pachitya.
Yes.
But here it says again dudula apati dukata. Why?
Okay.
Because the dudula is Parajika. You read? Do you mind?
Just say, 出罪啊，在那个经里面说的是，包括了那个巴拉吉卡跟上甘地邪沙。只不过你如果是告诉另外一个未达让者，这个比库犯的是。巴拉西卡的话，你只犯恶作，不犯巴吉蒂亚。
对，
如果你告诉别人他是三个地七杀，你是巴吉蒂亚。
嗯，
就这个意思。
哎，那也就是说，那个这个三个条件里面，那个所谓的出罪那个条件，那个其实是指的是就
三个地七杀而已。
对，而已。
对。
啊。
In the same way now, you see, if one is in doubt, while it is a dudula, no dudula of it, there are no dudula of it, pachitya and so forth. One is in doubt, is this dudula, is not a dudula? But he informs. He informs to lay people, dukata.
Dukata,
means dukata of it.
就是如果他心存有疑的话，那个如果他说了，那个比如说他觉得可能是那个可能是巴基地亚，可能三大地先生，然后他就说了，然后这样的话就是犯恶作。So Bande, that means he's not very good at the Vinaya study, right? In this situation, that means he's not very clearly about the
Yes, he is not clear. Yes, therefore, now we have to study this rule correctly. We have to study correctly. So to know that wrong perception is not excuse. No excuse. If you have wrong perception, you can't tell, I informed because I did not know, I was in doubt. All it. No. Offense. Okay. Because prohibition is don't tell.
Okay.
Prohibition don't tell. Dudula or Dudula? Don't tell. For Dudula is Sangati says, Pachitya. For Pachitya, Dukata. Parajika Dukata.
Yes.
Listen, don't tell. So, but if you are in doubt, and you say, oh, because I was in doubt, I didn't know. I was. No excuse. Offense.
Okay.
Okay?
这条戒也是来告诉我们，就是说其他比库犯了什么戒，我们不要跟那个魏达上面说，就无论是说什么都会犯戒，说三坛地塞沙是犯八吉地，说其他的那就犯恶作，所以无论怎么样都不要说，不要给自己找借口说，我说的那个不是那个不是出恶罪，那不犯，不要找那种借口。
Another question is the next situation is the former five Sikkhavada, what's that? Also, just after the other six kind of offense, behind this part.
Pancha Sikkhapada Viti Kama Sankata Dudulanga.
Yeah.
Dudulanga. Ulima Pancha Sikkhapada. This. I don't know this, what it means. Purima Pancha, Purima Pancha, she comes. Come on, sir, come on.
Oh.
So I have to see the sub-commentary, I don't know, because he didn't know directly.
Does that mean the layperson of Panjasinha? Layperson or Saudela Sikkhavada, the Panjasinha?
Maybe, because the five precepts.
Yes,
five precepts.
Yes.
Of the Samanera.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Secret.
Okay, five precepts.
Okay.
All right, the rest is okay, no?
Okay.
Now we go to Pachitya number 12. Anyavadaka. easy to understand. Others are difficult. Number 11, difficult. Many explanations. Okay. Now somebody has to read the story, no? finish. But there is another also, no? About the first story, the second story also?
Yes,
sorry.
Yeah,
second story
yeah,
also?
Yeah, two stories.
Okay, okay. Now, the first story is about Anyavadaki. Adavanya means. Let's see how I translate it. Evading to evade to ask, to answer, Anyavadi. Evading means one, for example, I ask you, did you go to Colombo? Mm-hmm. And you tell, yesterday I was hungry. So then, what? I ask you something, you tell something else. So, we anyavadaki.
Yeah, answer not match the question.
Does not match the answer. So, that is why, by replying that it is, Ashkola, especially for Bhikkhu, if he is interrogated inside the Sangha, if a senior monk asks the Bhikkhu, they want to find out, no? You have been in the toilet that moment.
Oh.
He tells, I was wearing my robe. We ask the place. I was scratching my back. He doesn't tell. Okay. Uh-huh. What is the place you have been? So I had headache. No place. He doesn't tell the place.
Yeah.
Okay. So now in the middle of the Sangha, ask like that. We understand this Bhikkhu is evil minded. He tries to evade and so on. So he tries to trouble also. Okay. Now troubling is called the other thing. So then, and that is Anyavadaki. Now Vihesaki it is keep silent.
Yes.
So then, that is what Pachiti offense. So right? This is very bad way, bad way of behaving like that. We can explain it.
这里面这个首先长老解释的这个意语的意思，其实就是所问非所答。那个比如说长老问厕所在哪，我说我在陈家家，然后长老还举了几个例子，大概都是所问非所答的意思。而且这种方式其实像故意气人家一样，让别人那烦恼，让别人起烦恼。然后还有就是以沉默的方式，别人问你厕所在哪儿的时候，直接沉默不说话，这样也是就是说这种方式是很不好的一种情况。
So now this is especially the opacity offense occurs especially offenses, okay? Because now the bhikkhus they want to find out whether another bhikkhu fall into offense. They ask him this question and they try to put different answer. Okay. Or he keeps silent. Because he doesn't want to reveal I fall into offense. Okay. That is what actually this rule is about. This rule is about that. Okay.
这个是在被问罪的时候，如果是这个
比库的。Apathy
is about apathy. Apathy.
About offense.
Offense.
Offense means about apathy. The people, the monks ask another people about offense.
Offense.
So then they want to interrogate about offenses. Okay? About apathy. And that people tries to evade, to tell something else.
Yes.
So that is where this rule applies. This rule is about that. About apathy, about offenses.
About offenses. 这条学术的那个最主要就是适用于那个
他是应用于在被问罪的时候，问这个有关犯戒的时候，然后这个如果这个比库他那个所有非手达或者是保持沉默的话，那个他就会那个犯那个犯戒。
So therefore now you can read this Anyavataka. You can read what means Anyavataka in this Vinaya rule.
Vinaya.
In the middle of the Sangha, in the middle of the Sangha, that they ask him questions. After the rule, Anyavataka Pachitya, you can read.
The explanation of
what means Anyavataka?
做译语者
就一段时间
念。
对，
我来念吧。您那不是没有？
对，做译语者人生中就是或就这受力，不欲续诸，不欲除诸，做译语定时别，谁有戒？有何戒？于别而有戒。不过而有罪，吾等对谁言？吾等言何耶？此言作义，哪发者？余生中就是或就罪受用，不欲续之，不欲除之，而莫然以往之，此言哪发？又为人有一语罪其余生中。就是或就罪受力，不欲恕之，不欲除之，作义，定此言，谁言耶？不久，未能与老八之罪时，如心中就是或不欲除之，莫然与老七之罪，如一之罪言耶？为何？
What finish?
Finish.
Yes, finish.
And up to what point he finish? Up to the end.
Up to the end. Yeah.
About no offense.
Yes.
About no offense. All right. Okay. Now it is. Let's say no. But you must know that. Before falling to offense, okay, the Sangha has to be informed. They've been informed with one nyati, one motion. Because this monk, if he troubles the Sangha, the one bhikkhu has to inform the whole Sangha with one nyati. Sunatume bande sango. What he has to inform the whole Sangha, okay? That this bhikkhu, he troubles the Sangha, okay? He troubles the Sangha. So, and then after all the Sangha is informed, if this bhikkhu does not give up his attitude, okay? Then he falls to Vajita.
inform all the sangha. And
yes, nyati, what's nyati? Motion.
Motion.
Therefore, now here you see.
Nyati, tian.
Tian.
That's good. Before the rule, it says sunato me pande sangha. You can read before the rule.
In the Vinayagama.
Vinayapitaka. Vinayapitaka. You read before the rule. Before the rule, there is some explanation. Sunato me bande sango. Let the sangha, venerable, let the sangha listen to me. This bhikkhu so and so, he and so what. Yes, let the sangha listen to me. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the sangha has to be informed.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's called... They have to be informed about the situation. Alright? About the situation. About the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This bhikkhu causes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's a troublemaker.
Yes.
The sangha has to be informed. You tell nyati. Has to be nyati there. Nyati means motion. Sunato me bande sangha is a nyati, motion. You understand?
Nyati
you understand? About nyati motion?
Nyati motion? Nyati. Nyati.
那提案的意思。那长老的意思就是说，这个大德僧，请听我说，然后是这个比库，他知道了很麻烦。
在第一个比库，
然后这个就是一个提案，是吧？
哦、
这个是代表一个提案。
就唱诵唱言这个。
After the second story,、
嗯、
after the second story,、
yes.
there is about、how the sangha has to be informed. No,、
嗯、
you read that section.Did you read that section? Vinayapitaka after the second story.
Okay.
After the second, you read.After the second story, Vinayapitaka. You read.
Yes.
I read. 20巨兽禅陀于山中被揪。
The Sangha should be informed. The Buddha tells the whole Sangha has to be informed. After the second story,、
mm-hmm.
the Sangha has to be informed. He tells that.
就是告诉你父亲。
对。这里面哪有告诉比库啊？我就没看到。他让我读第二个故事，但第二个故事里面哪里有？
告诸比库曰：诸比丘僧欲忏悔诸比丘，恼他诸罪。那我念嘛。告诸比丘曰：诸比丘僧已与忏陀比丘恼他之罪。诸比丘如是，与上一章同作一语，换为恼他。作一语顿词，换为默人以恼僧。
What finish? Sunato me bande sango ayan chano piku sangha manje. In the middle of the sangha. No, what like that in Chinese? Middle of the sangha.
In the middle of sangha.
我怎么没有记住？
Now you read before. I mean, first story rule.
First story rule is here.
Okay, Yuridhiya means Sunatume Bandhi Sangha, Sangha, about Sangha.
Sangha,
No explanation.
It's choose a clever monk to among the Sangha and say, all the Sangha, please listen to me.
You read this one.
Okay.
就是与上一章同，全部省掉。First story, okay, after first story, because they
are living in.
这是第一个故事后面那里，那个我读吧，那个科泽以说法以告诸比库说，诸比库以语禅陀比库作一语，诸比库如是应语，应由一聪明贤能之比库于声中唱说。大德僧请听，是禅陀比库于僧中被纠问罪而一语顿词，若僧时机可者，则僧与禅陀比库作一语罪，如是表白。然后大德僧请听，此禅陀顿词，禅僧与禅陀比库作一语罪，诸大德中与禅陀比库。作一语罪，仁者默然，不仁者请说。僧与禅陀比库，作一语罪敬，僧以忍，如是之解。
Okay, therefore now here, this rule is not outside the Sangha, it is within the Sangha, okay? You must understand, it is not. When the Sangha questions the bhikkhu, okay? You can tell first is about Sangha. You can tell then.
就说这条戒，它只适用于就是在僧团内部它不适用于僧团外部。
Okay. So if the Sangha questions the bhikkhu, did you fall into this offense? I call and he tells. I was in the toilet. So then he tries to evade, okay? So he troubles the Sangha. So then one clever monk, competent monk, soon informed the whole Sangha. Nyati, Sunatume Bandhi Sangha, let the whole Sangha listen to me. And he has to tell all the bhikkhu. He is Anyavadaka. Okay? So then, and that monk now, he does not stop. Does not stop. Okay? And then, Dukkata offense. If he also makes vihesaka means he also keeps silent. Then another clever monk has to tell the Sangha, Sunatume Bandhi Sangha Nyati, that this monk troubles the Sangha by keeping silent. Then in that case, if he again continues troubling the Sangha, then Pachiti.
Pachiti, okay, I understand.
Ah, 两次是吧? 就是那个，就是他第一次的话是恶作，第一次如果比如说他那个说
答非所问，
答非所问，然后呢，那个他大家那个第一次，然后那个先有一个聪明贤能比库去给大家聚集起来，然后那个说啊，这他那个他说一语，
答非所问，
他说一语啊，答非所问，然后这样的话那个他是犯
恶作，先是恶作
我以前是说完是犯恶作，
什么？
应该是
他说他没有停止，
他这个时候还不停止，
对，
还继续，他就犯恶作，
对
然后那个这时候如果他还犯的话，另一个聪明贤能比库
开始，
然后再说，然后说那个再说他说他那个那什么然后如果他以默然来回应。是这意思吧？
对对对，
是
他就不回答，
就不回答，然后并且继续那个，继续应该是继续扰乱嘛，扰乱僧团的意思。然后他就
犯八戒了。
不是做
先恶作后八戒啊？
不是，他那个做抑郁者不是故意停？
抑郁者有两个。第一个是表白的，第一个是答非所问，第二个如是知解的是默然。到如是知解默然以后，两个要素都有了，他就是巴吉蒂亚。第一个答非所问，表白以后，这个人还在答非所问，恶作。 他停止了，没有到第二步的默然的话，就问你了，他再问你了，你就不回答了。如果你还在答非所问，还是那个恶作，你不回答了，到第二步他又开始唱好以后，你就是巴吉蒂亚。你要有两个步骤，一个是答非所问，
那
是
the first sangha call all the sangha and say that bhikkhu is troublemaker。And then he changed, he continued to do this. And also, when speaking something, when asking something, he tell others, that's dukkha.
Yeah, dukkha. First, anyavadaka is dukkha. Anyavadaka is dukkha. Second, it says no.
If second,
it says after the Hesaka, it says Aropitanyavadaki. Let me see, Vihesaka, you heard is a Vihesaka, what is the meaning of the Vihesaka? What is the rule? Anyavadaka Vihesaka rule.
Yes.
Pachitya. Pachitya rule.
That's here.
Anyavadaka Vihesaka Pachitya.
Pachitya.
Okay. After that, what is explanation of this one?
This one?
Yes.
It's
Anyavadaka.
Anyavadaka.
Okay. Vihesaka explanation?
This.
Everything here.
Next.
What is this explanation?
It's the
I see.
你的意思就是说，他就别人说这个人是那个叫什么？就在唱他说是音乐者。
等我看一下那个一个图。
This means it's not make others.
Okay, you can read this all, read everything. What is the pachitya? What is the dukkha? What is pachitya?
Okay.
Read everything.
Okay.就是那个脑他这个地方。
Listen here. You can also switch to the same page, no? You can then, what is the page?
是那个就是后面解这个绿藏那个故事结束之后，那个对脑他的那个解释。脑他者，于僧中就事或就罪受问，不欲恕之，不欲除之，而默然以脑僧，又未能与。又未能与一语罪时，于僧中就事或就罪受问，不欲恕之，不欲除之，作一语顿词说就是所答非所问，然后这是恶作，然后未能恼他之罪时，未能与恼他之罪时，于僧中就事，不欲除之，默然以恼僧者恶作，然后与一语之罪，言言，心堕落，与恼他之罪，恼他， 心多多。
这跟前面不一样吗？
这个未能与脑他之罪，这个什么意思？
又未能与意于罪时，就是还没有帮他定罪的时候，
就是没有帮他定罪的时候，
就在心中开始问他罪。
嗯，
问了他答非所问恶作。
嗯，
还没有开始烦恼其他人的时候，
说定，然后给他定罪之后，再来那个，
他再沉默不语，
再沉默，再
扰乱了别人了，
就是他获得扰乱或者沉默不语，他都是，
哦，是这样，又未能与意语罪，就是说还没有给他意语罪的时候，
对，
然后。他那个就是
问你
沉默，
就是第一次那个一个出名贤能比库给他定罪的时候，
还没有定罪的时候还没有定罪的时候，然后问你这是咋回事儿
啊？对，
他就沉默，
不是就僧爷爷吗？
我是第二行，我于僧中救世救罪的不欲恕之不欲除之，做一语顿词。
啊。
对，后面言谁言你没有？
反正
有，
那谁是本地？
这个就是说他答非所问，就是恶作。
就说还没给他定罪的时候，答非所问。
因为那时候还不知道他是意语罪，你总归是问他，他还是答非所问，你就开始帮他定了，还是一块都可以。
说本地
但是默然以后还是定完罪以后，确定你是无罪，
find a clever monk first.
First is explain. Okay, now here it is. It's called Utnyati. No nyati. No motion. Okay.Mosho means on Vinaya, Bhikkhu asked another Bhikkhu, did you follow the fence? That Bhikkhu tries to know I was outside, he doesn't reply. Okay, no nyati.
No nyati.
It's a direct, only question.
Okay, only question.
Only question.
Okay.
Look at that.
哦，没做那个，
是没有定罪，没有罪，
没做干嘛？
就问你，
问你，look at that.
Who ask? Who question him?
Sangha. Sangha.
It means
asks.
Without
nyati, no motion.
No motion.
Only question.
Okay.
Then the bhikkhu.
Anyawa,
Then Nyati, one competent man tells all the Sangha, informs all the Sangha. Sunatuni Bandhi Sangha. Where you say, listen, the whole Sangha listen to me. This Bhikkhu so and so, he troubles the Sangha, he is Anyavadaka. Inform the whole Sangha. And then they ask the question. He Anyavadaka, Pachi.
那后面定他为意语罪的干嘛确认了他就是巴西提亚。
对对对，
不，就是确认了抑郁罪之后，
对，
然后再问，再质问他，如果他还抑郁，罚几点？
不是他读没，就是
你要读一年干嘛？一年干嘛？一年干嘛？
读干嘛的？就是是吧？
一年干嘛 ？After 一年干嘛 ？Ask question. He doesn't. 안녕하세요. He 안녕하세요.
念完干嘛以后，然后
如果他还抑郁，
就是八
几
点。
OK，OK，
所以 the same way with behavior，
behavior，
that's
called
one
behavior，
finishes， no， behavior，
no，
no， only
Okay,
let
me see. That's his
silence. 沉默。哎，你看他。扰乱。Yeah, his silence.
Only question.
啊，扰乱，扰乱。
No net.
扰乱就是沉默不语。
嗯嗯。
都会在。
Okay.
Nothing.
哦，做干嘛了？他就变
成
了。
装干嘛了？但是，
那具体。
哦，
但是
两个里面其中一个他就确认他了，就是巴基提亚。
嗯哼。
他不是说先是成达芬奇，往后是第二个音都是成功不一定。
So one day if first in this stage no nothing and only question then he took the and then after this he keeps silence.
No, no. After this, again question.
Yeah, question. Question. Yeah.
Question.
And this time,
this time, he, again, Anyamada.
Yeah, if he not Anyamada, he keeps silence. He keeps silence.
No silence. Anyamada.
Yeah,
question. Anyamada.
不，直接就是他不管沉不沉默，他就直接是给他定就是抑郁罪，就是
就是播一题，
就是播一题了。他不让管他沉默不沉默了。
第一个阶段就是播一题。
啊？
第一个阶段就播一题。
不是不是不是。
去去
不是。班内的意思就是说，你问问题，他有两种回答，一种是答非所问，一种是沉默。他答沉默，下面再问他干嘛，确立了他是抑郁，他再沉默就是巴基蒂亚。他如果第一个问题答非所问，再问他干嘛，做好再问他，他答非所问就是巴基蒂亚。
不是那个。
这
是
第
几
天？
就
是
这
些
是
吗？
嗯，
就是
这
些。
就是
这些。就是这些。就是这些。
Okay.
Okay.
Silence is here. Silence here. Uh-huh. Okay. This is different. Silence
yeah,
is here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. This is different. Avoid this.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. This is different.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Vihesa is different.
Uh-huh.
Now vihesa.
Okay.
No nyati.
Uh-huh.
The sangha asked, did you fall on the fence?
No.
Dukkata.
Dukkata.
Nyati. The whole, that one monk informed the whole sangha. This monk, actually, he is a troublemaker. He troubles by that, by taking silence. After nyati, again ask. Did you fall in the fence? That monk again.
Okay.
Special situation. First one, ask a question. 那个怎么读啊？
要我解读。
Second time, finish nothing, and ask a question. He keeps silence. So how about this situation?
This is the Vihesaka. This is Anyavadati Pachiti.
Yes.
This is Vihesaka Pachiti.
Yes, I understand.
Sometimes only one.
Yes. Maybe that people didn't want to answer any question. Just keep silence.
When Sangha questioned first
yeah.
time, he if he first time questioned him, do you fall in offense? He anyavadaka. It's the first time. And the second time, he know if I anyavadaka again, I will bajiriya. So I keep silence.
Okay. That case anyavadaka. Do better. Vihesaka pachiti.
Oh, vihesaka.
Anyavadaka dukata. And this is called?
Okay. 这位明白了，那个给大家解释一下，就是说，先，
if the second time after nadi the bhikkhu, confirmed his mistake, so it's just a dukkata. Okay, understand. 就是说还没到第二个，就说我承认了，我出来说我不什么，止步恶作而已，不会到八级的。
OK， 从头给大家解释一下，就是关于这个整个的犯戒的情况，我们刚才一共举出了四种情况。首先前两种是标准情况，就是一种是那个僧团在质问他说那个你有犯戒吗？你怎么样？就是质问他那个这个关于犯戒的问题的时候，他所问非所答。他所问非所答，他说那个问他你犯戒了，他说我想去马来西亚。那个这个时候呢，这个有一个聪明贤能的比库给大家召集起来，然后像什么那个朱大罗，那个这个比库，他那个抑郁发的抑郁啊，然后那个这就属于要给他定罪了，叫之前质问他的时候并没有给他定罪，叫 no nyati 然后当他召开之后，然后那个就是宣告，就是给大伙宣告，然后。说那个宣告他这个比库他是犯了抑郁，这个时候就给他定罪了。给他定罪之后，这个时候再来问他，说那个就是来质问他说你犯戒了你犯戒你承认吗或者怎么样这个时候如果他还是所问非所答我刷牙那怎么的那他就是大忌点。
如果他回答了，
如果他承认了，他只是恶作，他只是犯了他之前第一次那个给定罪的时候犯了一个恶作。然后呢，那个第二个也是一样，第二个就是那个通过沉默来扰乱那就是说第一种情况也是说那个开始没有给定罪的僧团只是质问他，这个时候如果他保持沉默然后故意跟僧团，然后那这个时候只是恶作，然后给他，然后第二次那个就是那个找宣告向僧团宣告，然后给他定罪说这个人是那个犯那个扰乱那个。应该扰乱，对，扰乱。然后 这时候再问他，啊，那个你犯戒，你犯戒了怎么样？质问他，这个时候他就发起点。但这个时候，第一种情况犯的是一个一语恶作和一个一语的发起点。第二种情况是犯的是一个恼乱的恶作和一个恼乱的巴吉利亚，啊，如果说第一次生团质问他在没定罪的时候，他那个比如说他说异语了，然后第二次给他定完罪之后再来问他，他保持沉默，他犯一个异语，他第一次异语来跟僧团对抗，第二次跟用沉默来恼乱跟僧团对抗，那第一次用异语对抗就是异语的恶作，第二次犯恼乱的巴吉利亚。如果反过来就是第一次是恼乱的恶作和第二次犯那个异语的巴吉利亚。
嗯嗯嗯 ，OK。
OK， now somebody is doing the Ganga Vidyarani。
OK，
who is next? OK。
From the beginning?
The whole thing.
All the whole thing. 在第二，凡是在僧中持律者所问的义，据说你犯了恶作等某义，从该义说了其他的言辞为义语，这既是以相反的语词来规避答非所问，使苦恼为恼乱，这既是指沉默的状态，而那一语恼乱者犯心堕落，既在二罪事而有二心堕落而说，因此任何比库犯了有余除他圣以外之罪，在僧中问时，由于不想说该罪事，用其他的语词来隐瞒，以此来使离散，以及凡是以沉默的状态来恼乱，世尊听许对他们行一语干马和恼乱干马，当僧团做了该干马而同样再做一语者，犯心堕落。在高赏比禅那长老开始，在以相反的语词规避答非所问的故事制定，共通制定无命令，在如法干马三法心堕落，在非法干马三法心堕落三法恶作，在未作喝则干马而如此做异语或恼乱者，只是犯恶作，在对罪或所犯的情况不知情者，再问你们是在说什么者，由将会生病或僧团将会产生争论，将行非法别众或不因干马者而干马的这目的而不说者，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此学处有三种构成要素：一、以如法干马喝则；二、以罪或事而问时；三、以想要隐瞒而以相反的语词规避答非所问或沉默等起等与不予取学处相似，而这学处有以作，有以作未作以及苦受，有想而脱罪，有心的治罪深业与业不善心。Finish。
OK， so then now there are three factors here.
Three
factors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
it is a legal karma. The Vinaya karma,
legal. No.
It is legal. Legal. Dhamma. Ah. It's Dhamma. With Dhamma, it's called Dhamma karma.
Dhamma.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is. And then, number one, and then. And the jnati also takes place. Jnati.
Jnati.
Uh-huh. The jnati. Yeah, jnati.
Yes.
Okay. You would the jnati.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the bhikkhus, the sangha ask that bhikkhu about the offense.
Offense.
Or about the action.
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 The subject.
The
subject. Apati and Vaktu. Number two. Mm-hmm. And that bhikkhu, he wants to conceal. Conceal. And he tries to evade, tries to give other questions, or he tries to keep silence. Okay?
Okay.
So, three factors, opacity.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It helps in the end of the Pagadir.
这个三个要素，第一个要素就是如法干马，也就是说的这个压地啊，这个告白，那个第二个就是那个叫告白那个宣告是吧？第二个就是以罪或是刚才那一条学处你解释过的，这两个是而向他询问，然后第三个就是那个。他答非所问，或者是沉默这种行为，三个要素。
Okay.
Okay.
So, in that case, now we must know that if there is something in the middle of the sangha, some meeting, sangha meeting.
Yes.
So, and. Senior one or something like that, he asks questions.
Yes.
We should reply.
Yes.
So don't keep silent.
Yes.
If we have done something wrong, we must tell yes. If nothing wrong, we tell no. Don't keep silent. Don't try to tell other questions.
Okay. 就是那个在召开那个僧团集会的时候，如果那个长老和上首在询问的时候，尤其是在问犯没犯戒的时候，如果犯了就如实说，如果是没犯的话就说没犯，但是不要保持不要沉默，不要默然。
So then, okay, now it is almost 10 o'clock. If you have any question, you can ask, otherwise...
Okay, but about Bhajitya number 8.
Number 8.
Number 8. My question is...
English.
In the... Kamtana Genima? Interview. Kamtana Genima? Interview. The student, is bhikkhu. The teacher is bhikkhu, but the translator is a samyala. What about this?
Yes, in that case, now you, your intention is not to inform the samanera. Your intention is to inform chetana. Chetana.
Yes.
To inform the. Bhikkhu, the
yes,
acharya,
yes. Yes.
The teacher.
Yes.
No problem.
Okay.
Because the bhikkhu, the teacher asks question.
Yes.
And then samanera translates question.
Yes.
And then the other bhikkhu, he gives the answer. Yes, I have jhana. I attend the jhana. And the samanera translates. That's called to the bhikkhu, to the acharya, to the teacher. No problem, because your intention is not to tell the samanera, you have to tell the teacher. Chetana, chetana important.
In this situation, in this situation, if the bhikkhu has the intention to show off.
even if he has intention to show off, main intention is the main intention. It is to tell to the teacher, because the teacher asks questions. Because he has to inform the teacher, time to inform the teacher, interview. Interview time, you have to inform the teacher, and you tell the teacher. But if he tries to, his intention is just to tell Samanera, oh look, I have that in jhana, you have that in jhana. So then pachitya.
Yes.
Okay. If his intention is like that.
翻译一下，那个刚才那个维斯蒂丹的问的一个问题就是，在禅修报告的时候，如果导师跟学员都是打上者，都是比库，但是翻译是上门的，这种情况那个是犯不犯戒？那个班内的解释是，长老的解释是那个这种情况是不犯戒的，因为他的意图主要是。因为是老师在问问话，他就要回答，他没有想让那个没有想要就是说
对上
对上维拉进行那种广播这种意图啊，他主要是想要那个告知老师啊，然后我又补充了一个问题，就是那如果这个时候他混有了一些想要炫耀的念头在里面，那这种情况犯不犯啊？那个。长老说，因为导师问话必须要回答，所以这个意图里边主要意图是回答导师的问题，即便有炫耀的心也是次要的那个意图。那个无罪的情况要解释一下吗？需要，就是刚才那一条，这一条是，就是说。比如说那几种无罪的情况好像挺复杂的，就这那有三种目的吧。将行非法，别重或不应当完整。
对，第我觉得挺轻的。
啊？
好的。将行非法，别重或不应当完整。
What?
We are discussing about the offense situation.
About Pachitya number 8?
Not Pachitya number 8. It's Pachitya
12.
12.
Oh, yes. Yes, now you see here it is, if the bhikkhu is sick. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The bhikkhu is sick, and because he has a throat problem.
Yeah.
Throat
that's
problem.
Okay.
The Sangha asks, do you fall into offense? Throat problem.
Uh-huh.
So, no offense.
Uh-huh. And especially the Sangha will have argument. This?
Yes. If, for example, the bhikkhu thinks, if I tell, then there will be quarrels, fights in the Sangha.
Why?
Because now there are two parties, no? Enemies. And then if he tells that he commit this offense, then his friends will attack like that. Or maybe enemies will attack him, attack him and so forth.
And
then to avoid all these problems, he keeps silence. If he thinks that will be Sangha Veda means keep silence, no problem. If that Vinayakama, it is not properly done, wrongly done.
Uh-huh.
Again, if he keeps silent, no offense. Because there are. That's called. They are the Sangha is not complete, not complete. Only some monks they came, others did not come. So and then he thinks now the Sangha is not complete. Therefore, I should not reply now. I will reply when the Sangha is complete. If that is the intention, again, it's an offense.
Uh-huh. 那个。
Did he understand?
Okay. I explain. 就是那个关于在戒我不犯的情况，首先第一个就是生病啊，如果生病他说不出来话的啊，那这种情况的话，他沉默是不会犯的。那还有一种就是，比如说这个人他在僧团里面是可能他的朋友很多，但是敌人也很多，哎，有很多敌人。这如果这个时候他在被他问罪的时候，他会考虑到，如果我承认这个罪，那我的敌人会攻击我，那我的朋友会保护我，这样这两拨人，这两拨出家众可能会争，乃至产生僧团的分裂。那如果是这样，为了防止这样的事情发生，那他就这个时候保持沉默也是允许的。然后还有就是那个，如果他对这个干马的有条件，那个如法或不如法，他有质疑，他应该是这个干马本身不如法。反正就是，尤其是比如说只有几个比库，但是这个干嘛？
他那个就比库的人数没到达如法，
对对对，没到达如法的一个人数，那这个时候要举行那个干嘛？那个也是那个
也不那时候他沉默不回答也是
沉默不回答。哎，这个指的是不是问罪的干嘛？需要多少人？
是那个就是那个叫什么？
It's not full dhammaka.
It's not complete. Okay. 就是那个这个刚才这个问罪这个以及给他定罪这个必须要有至少四位比库。如果是只有三位比库的话，那
可以
保持什么？
Sadhu, 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 Sadhu,